back at it as we work our way through this day. So much going on. I mean, really. But it is, as you know, the number one issue in America, according to everyone, including Gallup polling, for the first time ever, the broken border is the number one issue in America. First time since they've been asking about immigration since 1981 that it's ever topped the list of concerns for Americans, but it does. And we just saw these 19 illegals taken to Sault Ste. Marie, processed, and then turned loose in the Sioux. To do what exactly? To go where? It's insane. Mason DePalma is the Deputy Communications Director for Republican State Leadership Committee. He's with me on the phone. Mason, how are you? Mason, how are you? You doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you here. Look, about 45 minutes ago, I was on the phone with one of the county sheriffs in Michigan, who I'll keep out of the conversation for now. He said there's no question there's a direct correlation, cause and effect. Open border crime in his county. Numerous problems. Criminal sexual conduct cases are up. Larceny is up. Breaking and entering is up. And he said, look, we're getting these illegal undocumented people that are getting arrested for this, and then we're sending them to prison, of course. We get to pay the bill for that, too, do Michigan taxpayers. It's insane, isn't it?
It's totally insane. And, today's visit by President Biden to the southern border, I'm going to use the phrase too little, too late. Because the crisis, as you so eloquently explained already, it's out of control. I'm looking at some of these numbers, and quite frankly, they're shocking. I mean, the final year of fiscal year 2023, CBP recorded over 269,000 encounters at the southern border, making it the worst fiscal year our country has ever seen. So, you're looking at these numbers, people are wondering, how did we get here? How did this crisis get so bad? And all you really have to do is take a look, go back to when President Biden was first elected. What were some of the first actions that he did? He took executive order to remove policies like Remain in Mexico, and he eventually did away with Title 42. And as a result, since this guy has taken office, there have been 7.5 million encounters nationwide, 6.2 million of those encounters alone coming at the southern border. That's in addition to 1.7 million known gotaways. So, Steve, we have a situation to where massive amounts of people are showing up to our southern border. They're being apprehended. They're not being checked properly. They're being let into our country. And as a result, you're seeing cities like New York, Chicago, Denver, they're all being overwhelmed by this. And I'll tell you what, if the situation does not take a turn, cities like Detroit and Michigan, they could be next.
Well, Carson can. And not just big cities. I mean, I keep referencing Whitewater, Wisconsin, because I saw this most startling report about a month ago. Whitewater is a small college town of about 15,000 people. They've had 1,000 Guatemalans show up there in the last year, 1,000 people into a city of 15,000. That doesn't work. That doesn't work, Mason. They don't have the infrastructure for it. They don't have any place for them to live. Crime goes up. Problems occur. And then, of course, what happened at the University of Georgia, you have, a college kid murdered in broad daylight in the middle of a major college campus in the middle of America. I mean, we're done with this. Stop shipping people to the Sioux. Stop shipping people all over this country. We don't even know who these people are.
We don't even know who they are. Exactly. And, when is enough enough? Because you mentioned that, that horrible case at the University of Georgia. But over the years, there have been plenty of other cases like that. You recall Molly Tibbetts in Iowa, for example.
So, she was out running and gets murdered by a Mexican national, 2018. Go on.
That's right. It's just, how many times do we have to hear these stories for, people, like Joe Biden to take this seriously? So this is why now, when you have the federal government failing to do its job, state governments, particularly state Republicans, have to step up to the plate. And I have to say, Senate Republicans in Lansing, they're doing just that. I saw last week they released, their plan to combat the border crisis. It's called the Strong Border Safe Communities Plan. This is a slate of bills that For one, would eliminate sanctuary cities, would also crack down on the drug dealers. You know, these are the people that are bringing fentanyl into our country, killing innocent people. And I'll tell you what, something that's interesting is, I'm listening to Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt yesterday, and he said, we tried to get the Democrats to take up these bills immediately. And what did they do yesterday? They said, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to vote on a bill to protect butterflies instead. I mean, Steve, you can't make this stuff up. It's totally insane.
Yeah, it is. And here's the thing. Something else is happening is that we're not getting the we heard about Lake and Riley, of course, in Georgia. And you hear about some of this. But a whole host of things are happening where here's one. Man arrested accused of sexually assaulting 11-year-old he met on internet. Well, this is an illegal. I just saw this from another county here in Michigan where a minor was raped. You hear about this a little bit here and there. But the media, the corporate media, not doing its job. We're trying to put a light on it whenever we can find it. But a lot of this stuff is hidden. A lot of this stuff is hidden. I mean, those 19 taken to the Sioux and released. They gave a courtesy call to the local sheriff, but they didn't need to do that. They can do whatever they want. Just drop them off, send them out, doesn't matter. Good luck, Sault Ste. Marie. Hope there's not any murders in your town. I mean, what is this?
Yeah, and I mean, you're speaking about the corporate media. I mean, like, this should come as no surprise. I mean, these folks, when President Trump was in office, for example, you remember the calls of, oh, he's putting kids in cages, but then, folks like us, we're saying, well, that was actually a policy that was implemented by the Obama administration. Nobody wants to talk about that. So not surprising that the mainstream media does not want to talk about this crisis. But Steve, I'll tell you what, 44% of people, according to a new Harvard poll that I'm looking at, and like you said at the beginning of the segment, it's the number one issue that people are focused on. They see these numbers. You can't make them up. So at the end of the day, the mainstream media is going to continue to try and prop up Joe Biden and say that he's doing a good job in combating this crisis. But, folks are not buying it.
No, doing a horrible job, and it's just not working. There are things we can do at the state level, but, of course, as you pointed out, they're not going to do anything, which is sad. Mason DePalma, thank you for being here.
Steve, thanks as always. Great conversation.
All right. Mason DePalma, Deputy Communications Director, Republican State Leadership Committee. And there you have it. Nothing. Nothing is going to happen. Suddenly nothing happened. Go ahead and feed your dog with American-made dog food, though, from GreatLakesPetFood.com. That's the food we feed to our hair farmers. Yeah, we've got three of those hair farmers around here. We call them dogs. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Best dog food you're going to buy. It's not Chinese-made junk. It's American-made high quality right here in Michigan with the finest turkey, pork, and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is a dog food that I have used, Ivy has used for years for our animals, and we recommend you do the same. All right, there you have it. Great Lakes Pet Food. By the way, don't forget to go to SteveGruber.com and send me a note. Tell me what's going on in your part of Michigan. Are you seeing a problem? I just got a note from Benton Harbor, St. Joe area. A big uptick in illegals there, according to people that are out and about seeing it happen. Seeing people show up that aren't from there and they're congregating in different places. Yeah, it's collecting everywhere. Go to SteveGruber.com. Send me a note. Tell me what you're seeing in your part of Michigan, would you please? We're trying to get it covered as best we can, but I need your help to be my eyes and ears. SteveGruber.com. Send me an email. Say, this is what I'm seeing, Steve. So what's going on, Grubbs? Let me know. Dr. John Lott after the break.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System. delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.